fully operational this morning. We had a couple of slight delays on our first two arrival flights in from London Stansted and East Midlands, mainly due to the weather in the UK, but thankfully both flights arrived just after 9 a.m. this morning. And as it stands, even though conditions are challenging, it has to be said, we're expecting to operate a full schedule today. So, for example, we have flights due in now shortly from London Luton, London Heathrow, Liverpool, Birmingham, Manchester, Stansted and Edinburgh. So it's a busy day today, as it was yesterday. And thankfully, our operational and our snow teams have been out since the early hours of this morning, clearing the runway, clearing the apron, and it's all system go, thankfully.
And I suppose that's a key point, that it's not just about how the runway is, how the surfaces are in Knock, but you're also dealing with more so what the issues like in England and other areas, because I presume you might have had maybe some flights diverted to Knock yesterday even. Was that possible?
Yeah, no, look, conditions seem to be particularly challenging in the UK, yes, particularly in the northwest. So we had some long delays on, for example, on our flight service in from Liverpool, but thankfully, Ryanair operated the service late last night and all passengers were accommodated in terms of getting back to the UK and indeed getting into the UK. So yesterday was quite challenging, as you said. Not only did we have a fairly heavy snowfall on Saturday evening into Sunday morning, but we were also impacted kind of by what was happening in the UK. But as I said, thankfully, our teams were ready and were in full throttle yesterday, getting the runways cleared and clearing all the associated footpaths and areas around the airport. And we were fortunate to operate a full schedule yesterday as well.
And I suppose finally it's just important to remind people that although, like you're saying, that's all operations are full go in Knock, that just to keep an eye on their airline and their services, just to make sure it is running.
Yeah, absolutely. The latest advice would be at all times to check with your airline for the latest flight information. So, for example, if you're travelling with Ryanair and Aer Lingus, and your flight happens to be impacted by a delay, etc., they will contact you directly by text message or by email. So we always advise people to talk to their airlines for the latest information, if they have the most up-to-date information. And likewise, if you're travelling to the airport, either collecting people or dropping off or even flying out, we just advise to take extra care on the roads, as they are quite challenging this morning and expected to think this weather warning is in place around Thursday. So just to take that extra bit of time, if you're flying out, you know, try and arrive for 2 hours before your flight, and just to leave us not enough time.